You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
It's got the warmth of a street side deep muscular massage.
All right.
Tent. What? Sorry. What?
Okay.
So your instrument today. Okay.
So today we're going to do the muted trumpet, which I think is one of the sexiest sounds. And next week we're going to do the ultimate sexiest, but this one is number two.
That one?
That's your sexiest. No, this one's my second sexiest, and so it literally.
It's your second sexiest.
Yeah, next week's
and number one. Then your top six sexiest.
Jesus. Next week is my number one. But this week's my number two.
So do we need to?
Oh yeah, we need some better air con in here.
Maybe yeah.
Okay.
Get some towels and then.
Well, why don't we play? Why don't we play the first track? See if you can y'all get sexy. That Christian Scott should be.
Christian Scott.
And just feel it. Just enjoy. Wait.
Well, no, this is, I know what you mean. I know what's going to happen here. I can feel it already. Anticipation. The oral anticipation. Stop.
So for the uninitiated, what is the difference between the normal playing of a trumpet and a muted trumpet?
So they they literally stuff a cone in it. So it's literally muted. And when I looked up mute, it was about mutes for all instruments. You know, they talked about, you know, the mute pedal on the piano.
Right.
Are people even hand muting their guitar? Like, it's a technique. But for the brass instruments, they use it all the time, and my gosh, there's so many kinds of mutes. One technique that a guy did with trombone is using a toilet plunger.
That I was about to say, it looks like the end of a plunger,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
With the toilet plunger guy, because that point, you know, on the other side, he could hold it with his hand, and you could open it and close the
yeah,
mute.
Yeah, sure,
and does
sure,
it
sure.
Like
a little puppet mouth.
Yeah.
Like a wah-wah trombone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so that's really popular as well. And
is that with a bigger trombone? Wah-wah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, gosh, so the trumpet, you know, it looks to the non-initiated, it just looks like, you know, it's just a brass tube that you go, but they do all sorts of techniques with growling and, you're going to like this, triple tonguing.
Yeah. What?
Second sexiest, is it, you say?
Yeah. They can play microtones. They do a circular breathing too, as well. Or even playing the trumpet in weird ways, you know, like tapping it or playing it underwater. So it's, you know, taking this...
Underwater?
Oh, yeah. Well, but just taking this instrument out of all
yeah.
its...
Right.
Out of your conceptions. But the mute can make it raspy and coarse. Like, we'll hear some examples of that. But it can also be mellow and plaintive like this, which is just... It's just so lonely and so...
You know, this song says, just take a little bit of time for yourself. There's nothing rushed about this at all, is there?
Yeah. And you think of... Oh, what was that movie?
So I'm just imagining people sitting in traffic, just going, you know, I'm not in a rush at all. This is great.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
Man, what's that movie where Denzel Washington played the trumpet? Oh, you just picture Denzel playing it, and you're ready.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, Denzel. And some of the other great trumpet players, Louis Armstrong, Herb Alpert, Miles Davis, Wynton Marsalis. And if you like old, crusty white dudes with no front teeth, Chet Baker.
I'm just rocking a bit of Chet in the background. I'm just One of my favorite Christmas songs is Chet. I've just got it here. Chet Baker playing "O Come All You Faithful."
Oh,
it's heartbreaking. It's amazing.
And that whole thing, like, he couldn't really sing, but did that like close mic singing. And
well, a lot of our musical instruments, not all of them, but they are about emulating the human voice, like, you know, the violin, or so even this one. It's, you know, the muted trumpet can get some of those nuances that a human can, but then you're not hampered by words, so you can just feel. But yeah, so, you know, like, normally you think trumpet players, but most people would know all those names.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so you know trumpet players, like
Miles.
Oh, Miles. Yeah, so this is, we're listening to a young guy right now named Christian Scott, and yeah, you know, so he, you know, obviously worships Miles, and, you know, he's sort of just a young hip-hoppy looking dude from the US that that plays awesome trumpet.
What else we got?
Okay, now our next song, are you going to speed it up? This is from an old punk band, XTC.
From
Swindon. They always say these names as if I'm going to know where that is. British, you know, British people? Oh, it's a Swindon band. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
I often think that they take the piss a lot with the names in England. I really do.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right, so this is XTC, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a muted trumpet. It's not captivating me as much as the first one.
Well, no, this is the first one is a professional muted trumpet player. This is a band, a pop band, playing with different sounds.
Sure.
You know, and so they're touching on it, they're adding flavors, and they're sort of doing different things. And you know how, like, the didgeridoo was a really old instrument. We've had some old instruments. This one, they trace it back to 1500 BC.
What?
Because they use them in battle. Trumpets. And then the mutes were originally used to just dampen the volume. You know, like, yep. Hey, dude, I'm sitting right next to you, and we're playing all day for the war. Can you please tone it down?
It's got to be a difficult thing to practice brass anywhere. At full volume, isn't it?
Yeah, who would want their kids, Mom, I want to play trumpet.
It's hard enough for me to practice my piano accordion. which is a loud instrument. That's a loud instrument.
Does it have any mute capacity? Is there anything?
Well, I don't. But the
headphones for the family.
That's a proper. It's a piano accordion. It's a proper one. It's a big squeeze box.
Nice.
I can play the Close Encounters theme on it pretty well.
When we do that one, you'll have to bring it in. But they found that as well as changing the volume, it changed the tone and the timbre, and that's what they're playing with now. Yeah. That squeezed, you know, so intense. And a lot of the mutes are made of either cork or metal, and there's all different kinds, bro. Honestly, yep. The trumpet community, woo, they are into it. Paper mache ones. What? There's like seven different kinds of mutes. There's the wah-wah, the bucket, the buzz-wah, you know.
They've all got great names.
Oh, I know. Mm. They're an awesome community.
And I'll tell you who played a good muted trumpet was Greg Johnson.
Oh, really?
He's the best at a good muted trumpet.
Yeah, so if you're a trumpet player, you know, you add that mute for flavor or for all sorts of different reasons. Now, our last track is a weird one. What I didn't know, so the band is called White Town. What I didn't know is one dude.
Yeah.
One Indian dude.
Yeah, British Indian,
yeah,
I think.
One British Indian dude. But it's got this one-hit wonder. You know, that's a great thing to be known for, too, isn't it? One-hit wonder. You know what he said when interviewed? Apparently said it's better than being a no-hit wonder.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
So, anyway, this has got a weird muted trumpet.
This was definitely on Now That's What I Call Music number something.
All right.
This is a great song. A tune.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, that song is 20 years old. Far out.
Where's the trumpet?
It's in the chorus, mate.
They always do those two verses in the beginning, right? Make your wait. They don't do one verse, one chorus.
Two verses, one chorus.
And
the song's called I Will Always Be Your Woman, too, isn't it?
Just yeah. Your Woman. A sample of something quite old, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, sounds like it.
Was it the nee, 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 nee? Was that the music trumpet?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded more like strings to me. That's crazy.
Want a Q-tip?
Huh? my ears are tip-top, which is so suspicious.
It is pretty suspicious.
The beats by Dre aren't really working for you.
It's tinny. It's a tinny.
But yeah, that's the thing. You get that squeeze, that urgency, that squeeze sound, which sounds urgent and intense to us.
Yes. Well, of those three muted trumpets, I prefer the first one. Who's the first one?
Christian Scott.
There's someone asks. Someone just asking about that in the background. Well, okay. So the muted trumpet is it's not going to go anywhere, is it? Especially if it's your second sexiest instrument.
Yes, tune in next week. Tune in.
What are we talking? The kettle drum?
Do I tell you now? I gotta tell you. I'll tell you off air, but I'm not gonna tell you on air.
Well, come on.
Okay. Slap bass.
Says a lot. Says a lot about a girl. Slap bass, say?
She's a slapper.
No. No, okay. I'm looking forward to next week.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to your three examples next week.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.